Hello, everyone. Welcome to P2P Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Willie Morales. And on today's show, I want to talk about the pros and cons between a landlord and becoming your own bank. Now, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against being a landlord. I've read and I've known a couple of people that have become wealthy by becoming a landlord, and that's their thing. They love running properties. They love, you know, letting people come and go as the lease expires. But for me, I became my own bank in 2017. I had heard about this strategy, but I never really fully understood it. I saw a webinar in, I think, October 2016. A friend of mine sent it to me. And this guy, I think his name is Mitch Steven, talked about the power of becoming the bank. And it's funny because a few years earlier, another investor talked about it. And it just went over my head. And I didn't really think about it because around that time, 2015, 2016, even early before 2017, I didn't know what I wanted to do in real estate. You know, I did at one point want to become a landlord, but I realized, you know, you got to put 20% down. You got to be qualified by the bank. You got to have 6 to 8 months or 6 to 9 months of reserves for each property that you have. Your credit score better be over 700. So it was just so many things against me being the landlord. And I found a way through this webinar that I saw an interview. It was an interview first, and then I saw a webinar on owner financing. And I said, this is it. It was like my aha moment. So I want to talk about the difference. So let's look at becoming a landlord and what you are liable for, or for lack of a better word, let's say you're in charge of. One is taxes and insurance, maintenance. When people move out, what happens? You have to fix it, the place. You got to get insurance for the property, most likely liability insurance. Now, remember, you're getting a deposit. Now, unless there's repairs to be made, 9 out of 10 cases, you got to return the deposit. You also get a chance to depreciate your property, and also you have appreciation. Now, depreciation, obviously, you have to, I'm not a CPA or a lawyer, so you have to talk to your CPA to find out what kind of tax breaks you can get. And appreciation, obviously, if you don't know, your property could go up 2 or 3% a year. And that's appreciation. So in other words, you bought it for $150, you know, maybe in 10 years, it could be worth $175. And I'm just throwing a number at you again, while you're paying down your mortgage. So you see, you can have a huge amount of equity there. But think about it. Taxes. If the taxes go up every year, you have to pay for it. The insurance, usually, unless you're able to sign a 2 or 3 year contract, usually it's year to year. What happens the following year? That goes up. Maintenance, you know, the roof, the grass, anything on the outside of the house you have to fix. But don't forget the appliances. If you got appliances in that property of your property, if something goes on wrong, the air conditioner, you got a refrigerator, you have to fix that. You know, so you got the refrigerator, air conditioner, any type of appliance that you got, the stove, that's all on you, you know. And like I said, the deposit that you get, 9 out of 10 cases, you got to give it back once, especially if the tenant leaves it, you know, clean. But, you know, again, you're taking a risk. Suppose, you know, some tenants trash it. And then you have these professional tenants where every little thing they could call you or complain to the city that you're not doing your job, you're not maintaining the property, it's too cold, it's too hot. So just think about that. And please, I'm not trying to scare you into not becoming a landlord. If you want to, go for it. I'm just giving you the pros and cons, the ups and downs. So that's basically the cons for being a landlord. Now, when you become the banker, you know, you have the property and you're selling it on owner financing, you become the bank. And taxes, insurance, it's on them now. You're collecting the rent, or you're collecting your mortgage, depending on how you set it up. Maintenance, now it becomes them. Do you see or have you heard of any tenant buyer? Let's put tenant, or let me put it this way. I own the property and I'm renting it out. And if I'm having any maintenance issues, I can't call my bank and say, hey, can you fix this for me? They're going to say, wait a minute, who owns it? Oh, I do. Did you buy the appliances? Yes, I did. Did you mow the grass on occasion? Yes, I have. Well, why would we do it? So think of it that way. So you have taxes, insurance, maintenance. Now, if people move out, now as an owner of this property and you're looking and you becoming the banker, you need to fix it up unless you could sell it as is, where is, and have you find the handyman to do it. The deposit now becomes a down payment. So if you have a tenant buyer there, they got skin in the game now. So they're gonna make sure that they're gonna keep their property in tip top shape. Any type of appliance, anything that goes wrong inside the house or outside, it's on them now. You're not liable for it, you know? They might call you, but if you put in the contract what they're in charge of, they shouldn't call you. Now, you do lose a couple of important tax breaks, possibly. But again, we have to check with our CPA, and you check with yours, I check with mine. But you don't get depreciation, and you don't get appreciation. That goes to them now. They are since that's their property, they get those breaks. You know what I mean? So, because remember, they're owning the house. You're the bank. I'm the bank of Willie Morales. You know, you're the bank of John Doe, whatever you are. So just think of it. There are pros and cons of doing it. Again, it depends on you. But remember, if you become the banker, right, especially in the appreciation part, you buy a house, let's say it's bank owned, right? $25,000, you sell it for $50,000. Hey, you just pretty much doubled your money. You know, how fast do you want that appreciation within 30 days of you buying it or even less? So just think of it that there are pros and cons to these, to becoming a landlord and whether you want to be the bank. I'd rather be the bank, you know. Now think of it, again, check with your CPA or your lawyer. Remember, I'm not either one of those. Now, you get any ordinary income. That's what would be classified, right? But if you have a phone, you could deduct that. Again, check with your CPA or lawyer. You're going to have expenses that are maybe not associated with the property per se. But if you have an office, you have the phone, or if you have your own car that you could turn into, you know, for your business. So, again, check with your with your CPA on that. Also, look online and Google like business expenses that you can deduct. You know, if you buy office supplies, you could deduct that. So there's ways that you should be able to save money. Like I said, I have nothing against being a landlord. At one point, I wanted to do it, but I realized, knowing me, I'll let a grandmother talk me out of paying me her month's rent. So at least as me becoming the bank, you know, also think about it, which I forgot to mention. If you're a landlord, you have to now go to court and evict the tenants, which that's going to cost you some money. On our end, we have to foreclose. You know, you're still going to have to, you know, file paperwork. Again, it depends on the state. But I think it's a lot easier to foreclose on someone than to evict someone, especially if you got a lot of these places that are tenant friendly. So just think of it. Again, I'm not here to scare you. Just remember the pros and cons. You could tune in for more information. Go to my website at peertopeerrealestate.com. That's peer, the number two, peerrealestate.com. I've interviewed, if you look on the blog side, the Smart Real Estate Coach. It's on my blog. I forgot what page it is when you look for it, but you'll see it. And I interviewed three of those members that they all believe in becoming either doing owner financing or a lease purchase. I have an episode coming up. I think his name is Martin Sionez. Hopefully I'm pronouncing his last name right. I'm interviewing him, I think, on February 15th. So this is being recorded on February 2nd. And he's in note investing. So basically what note investing is, you're becoming the bank. You're holding the note. And these tenant buyers are paying you. So I can't wait to interview Martin. And again, just go to my website, peertopeerrealestate.com. Check out, I think it's Smart Real Estate Coach Shows. And you'll see it. You'll see their logo. And you'll see, in fact, all three of them that are on the cover page. I interview all three of them on their journey to becoming, let's say, a banker, per se. Anyway, guys, I hope you got a lot of information out of this. I'm going to also put it in an article. I'm going to also put it in my blog in a day or two, maybe a little longer. Again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And before I go, just a couple more things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it, guard it, protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe if you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. Again, please go to peertopeerrealestate.com. That's peertopeerrealestate.com. Check out our past shows and check out our blog. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. And please, please stay safe. Thanks. Bye.